그런데
이게 패금?
담무는 그런 게는 마음 앞에 책임 좀 되게.
Oh, do they? When do figs come in? When do they? Are they ripe?
August.
I have heard people in our area planting little fig trees to grow. They say they're pretty as much as anything, but you know the figs are pretty. They have a hard time growing them, though. They seem to the figs want to fall off before they're ripe.
Mm. Mm. Well, I don't have no plum trees.
I haven't seen any. I'm sure there are, but I haven't seen them.
Well, they have, you know them. That's a better plum tree you can have put in your yard or some kind of plum before, you know. Big, big plum.
Mm. You can buy plums in the grocery, so I'm sure there are.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they're good. Very good. Cold, they're really.
I used to have one like that, but they died.
Oh,
very
really?
Big plum. Grapevine, too. Died. Yeah. Cool weather, too.
That's a shame. Oh, I didn't ask you last time. I asked you what you called your grandfather, and you said you called him Grandpa. Did you know your grandmother?
I know a woman.
What'd you call her?
Grandma.
Grandma. Okay. When your children were young, you were referred to them as your...
Papa?
No, your children. You called them your...
My kids.
Would you call them kids?
Kids.
You ever call them young'uns?
I call them young kids too.
You ever call
you kids get out of the way. You young ones. I'm tired of you young ones.
I can't imagine you ever raising your voice to your children. You yell at your children.
Yeah.
Do you ever call them chaps?
Oh, yeah, chap. You chap, get out of all that puss.
A name that you would give a child, a very small child, that's not his real name, would be a...
Nickname.
Would you ever hear a pet name?
Well, sometimes it'd be a pet name, you know, of course.
Would a pet name be the same thing as a nickname?
Well, it would be in a way, for if it were like this, you're going to call him Billy or whatnot, that'd be a nickname for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid. Call him sometimes. Come here, kid. Call him kids, and that's a nickname for him.
What would a pet name be? What would it be?
Same thing.
Billy would be a pet name?
Be a pet. Because that ain't his name. That ain't his right natural name. Anytime you gave another name, you know, call him Bill. Call him Sugar Pudding or something like that. That's a nickname for him, you know, but it's a pet name.
Mm. Do you ever call your children sweet little names like that? Like Honey or Sugar
yeah,
Pudding?
Yes, sometimes. Come here,
Sugar Lump.
Come on, man. Come here, baby. Come here, honey.
You have five. You have to call them something to forget their names. This is a kind of strange question, but would you ever tell me how this, if you ever think you might use this? You're talking about the fact that you've got three boys, they all act grown up. Would you say John is the most grown up of my boys, or he's the grown upest of my boys?
Well, what do you mean? Don't.
Yeah, which one? Does either one of those sound like something you might say?
Grown up.
Would you ever say he's the grown upest of my boys?
Well, that means if he wasn't grown, just coming up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ain't, we could say, so-and-so act more grown up than the other because he's got more grown up in him. He act more grown up, you know, and then, because I think say he's got more knowledge or forethought about doing things than that other one.
That's
he's more grown up than
that other. That's why I was driving it. And another one kind of like that is it, would you ever say, Mary's a lovinger child and so and so?
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, she's a loving child.
Loving, yeah, she's a loving child.
Oh, then the other one is.
The other one, yeah.
All right. What are some terms that people would use to refer to a woman who's expecting a child? She's...
Impregnated.
She's which?
Impregnated.
All right, is anything else? Is there anything that just a woman would say about herself?
I don't know, some of them say, I'm big.